See more innovation in packaging and processing at Pack Expo International than anywhere else in the world. It's the show that defines where the industry is headed, with the solutions that define where your business can go. Discover cutting-edge packaging technology, processing equipment, new materials, sustainable solutions, supply chain resources, and much, much more. You'll walk away with innovative solutions to challenges big and small. Register at PackExpoInternational.com. You're listening to Unpacked with PMMI, where we share the latest packaging and processing industry insights, research, and innovations to help you advance your business.
Hi, and welcome to another edition of Unpacked with PMMI. I'm your host, Sean Riley. Circularity is an important aspect of sustainability, aiming to keep materials and resources in use through multiple cycles. While thermoforms can be recycled, the current recycling rates are relatively low, presenting an opportunity for improvement. Zach Moscato explains how incorporating more post-consumer recycled content is crucial, but requires increased demand and consumer education. He adds that accessible and equitable recycling systems and building trust in the recycling process are also important for improving sustainability efforts. Let's have a listen.
So with all the fancy introductions out of the way, welcome to the podcast, Zach.
Well, thanks for having me, Sean.
We have covered sustainability a ton in the last, particularly the last, seven, eight, nine podcasts. We've really been hitting on a lot of sustainability because it's such an issue right now. And something I've been curious about is how you guys view or what your view is on circularity.
Yeah. You know, I love that question and, you know, how circularity ties in with the overall aspects of sustainability. So maybe we'll start there. I bet if you asked 10 different sustainability professionals this question, you'd get 10 different answers.
Exactly.
I prefer to reference the UN definition of sustainability, and then we could talk about how circularity plays into that. So The UN defines sustainability as meeting the needs of today without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. The reason why I love that definition is because it's people-centric. And to me, if you dive deeper into that, really it's about balance. It's about balancing our needs today, being responsible stewards of the resources that we have, being responsible stewards of our environment, so that our kids and grandkids and, you know, generations to come don't have these undue burdens passed upon them. So circularity is one lever that we can pull. Circularity is critical from a packaging standpoint. So what circularity means to us is keeping the materials and the resources that we utilize, keeping them in use through multiple cycles, so that we're optimizing the efficiency, we're optimizing the use of those resources so that we're not consuming them in an irresponsible manner. So circularity is one aspect of sustainability, but it's an important one.
Right, totally. And the thing that I'm curious about is how this is going to tie in with thermoforms, which is sort of your guys' wheelhouse. So I guess if you could, I know what thermoforms are, you know what thermoforms are, but if you could just give a elevator description of thermoforms for the people listening and kind of tie in if they are and how they're recycled today.
Sure. Yeah. So thermoforms are ubiquitous in packaging. So thermoforming is basically a process where we take plastic roll stock. We feed into our thermoforming machine where we heat it up to a pliable state. We then form it into its designed shape, and basically cut and trim those parts from the sheet, stack them up, send them to our customers for use, however that may be. And there is some scrap in that process, but we regrind that scrap up and reuse it so that, you know, essentially we have as close to zero waste as we can. So thermoforms are used for a variety of things, from food trays that are used to preserve the food we serve families at night to, medical device and pharmaceutical trays that protect the devices and medicines that are trusted to save lives. So when you think back to that UN definition of sustainability, they really do play a critical role in meeting our needs today. Now, the question about recycling, that's one of the bigger opportunities we face with thermoforms. So, thermoforms do get recycled today. According to NatCor in 2021, which is the latest year we have data, about 142 million pounds of PET thermoforms were recycled, which sounds like a lot. It is a lot. But unfortunately, it's only about 7 to 8% of the overall PET thermoforms that are generated on an annual basis. So there's an opportunity there to do better. And it's an area that we're acutely focused here at PI.
Okay. So with that in mind, how can they contribute to sustainability? Like what can we do to sort of up that number a little bit?
Yeah. Fantastic question. So when I think about how we're optimizing the use of our resources, that's where thermoforms really play a critical role. So when you compare thermoforms to other packaging formats, even other types of plastic packaging, the material usage is very, very efficient because we can draw material down into a very thin wall. It's also feasible to add property enhancers like barriers, which help extend the useful life of foods. So from that standpoint, thermoforms can be a part of a sustainable solution because they provide critical performance criteria or critical performance to applications that need it in an efficient way. But back to recycling, thermoforms have demonstrated an ability to be recycled along with bottles and PET streams, but typically at lower percentages. Typically, a PET bale may be 5 to 20% thermoforms. So we're investing in different methods to, option one would be to increase the amount of thermoforms in bales, or B, develop bales that have, are primarily comprised of thermoforms so that we can bring those back and utilize them back into our thermoform packaging in a truly circular fashion.
Right. And that's an interesting, as you were kind of explaining that, it sort of separates a lot of people assume sustainability means recycling. And that's not necessarily the 100% case, because as you explained, it's a sustainable package from the sense that you are able to get way more out of lesser material than you might with other packages. Would that be fair to say?
That's absolutely fair to say. And, I'm really encouraged to hear the conversation go beyond recycling and talk about things like carbon footprint and perhaps how packaging can contribute to a world where we're reducing food loss or food waste, which has a huge environmental impact. Mm-hmm. That ReFED and some other organizations like the Sustainable Packaging Coalition are doing an excellent job of raising awareness to food waste or food lost. And, it's always staggering to me, depending on what you look at, about a third of the food we grow globally goes to waste before it can be consumed.
Right.
And that equates to roughly 8% of global greenhouse gas emissions. So it's a huge, huge impact. But that's where packaging like thermoforms can have a major positive impact. And, you're correct. When we think sustainability, especially with plastic packaging, we automatically go to recycling. But at the end of the day, a package has a job to do, and that's to mm-hmm. protect and preserve the product. So the package doesn't do that job. It's not sustainable, no matter what happens to it at the end of life. So that's where we try to focus and look at things holistically.
Interesting. And I'm sort of jumping around a bit, and I apologize for that, but I'm going where my brain's going. So what I'm thinking by that is how do you guys incorporate, and if not you in general, how can packaging incorporate design? What role is the design of that package playing in this sustainable journey in terms of what things are we doing? I'm not even getting into recycling yet. I'm just talking about keeping things sustainable, because you were mentioning food waste. And I have to think you were talking about thermoforms being used for like food packaging and stuff like that. And I would think just extending shelf life, things like that, is another opportunity to be more sustainable.
Absolutely. So again, we look at things holistically. When it comes to the carbon footprint of a product, the product itself tends to vastly exceed the carbon footprint of the packaging. So I just mentioned that because we are very mindful of any change that we may make that we're not taking a step backwards in terms of protection and preservation. Because if you have, you know, a slight percentage increase in waste or a slight percentage increase in damage to a product, you're going to offset all of those gains that you had from a packaging standpoint, more than likely. So we always try to keep that in mind. First of all, we need to protect the product and preserve the product. But we need to do that in a responsible fashion. So I think too often, and this is especially prevalent in some of the industries we serve, like healthcare, the industry has jumped to these tried and true solutions rather than really trying to push the envelope or to find where that failure point is. So we're trying to challenge ourselves to really find where that failure point is and then build in a minimum factor of safety so that we're making sure that we are preserving and protecting the product, but we're truly optimizing and minimizing, say, the material that we consumed to do so. So I really think it's important to find where your failure point is so that you can design in the minimum amount of safety factor that you need.
Interesting. And you mentioned healthcare, and I have to think that it's not an industry built towards sustainability for obvious reasons, that a lot of times things can only be used once, and thus the packaging is only used once. So there's a lot more packaging that contributes to waste than maybe in some other industries. And I'm not taking a shot at healthcare. We all need healthcare, and it's vitally important. But we see when we go in and they open a new needle or they open a new medical device that, you know, that has to be sterile. That has to be something that is for one use. So as it rises in importance within the healthcare industry, what advice can you give for healthcare organizations that, you know, they want to be sustainable? Their life job is around, you know, helping people. And I'm sure they're not super psyched about contributing to, you know, having more waste and stuff like that. So what kind of things can you give them as a path to sustainability?
Right. And you hit the nail on the head. The fact is, modern healthcare is not possible without plastic. From the devices that we use to, everything that's used in a procedure, like, plastic is everywhere in healthcare. But again, we have to be mindful of the impact that has on our environment. So, I'm going to kind of take a step back, and I go back to designing to failure and making sure that we're using the minimum amount of material possible. That's something that we're incorporating into our design and development process. And it's something that we're engaging with our customers to kind of approach these things a little bit differently than, you know, maybe we have in the past. So there's that. Then there's also, a big area of focus, more so in healthcare than other industries, is materials of concern. That definitely is super, super critical for the industry to make sure that we're not introducing materials that could compromise or harm, patient outcomes. So that's obviously a very, very important aspect of sustainability that is more prevalent in healthcare than other industries. But then there is some really exciting things happening in terms of circularity and recycling. The fact is we're kind of starting from ground zero with recycling in healthcare settings because the infrastructure just doesn't exist today. A majority of the plastic packaging and products that get consumed in clinical settings, unfortunately, either goes to a landfill or gets incinerated. But through the efforts of the Healthcare Plastics Recycling Council and other groups that are focused on improving recycling in healthcare facilities, we are starting to see some exciting progress. So I think we're going to continue to see that as the healthcare facilities themselves have waste goals that are implemented, you know, potentially legislation that could impact those sorts of things, and then just the influence of the group purchasing organizations and investors and everything that that effect that that has downstream.
Right. Now, again, I apologize as I jump around a bit. I'm just, as things pop into my head, but I know one thing that we want to try to do more from a recycling standpoint is use more post-consumer recycled, you know, PCR, more post-consumable recyclable content. Yep. And I know that's sort of a priority. And I know that some of the challenges to that is that, frankly, it is cheaper in a lot of cases to use virgin plastics. Yeah. So so I guess what can and should we be able to do differently to sort of counterbalance that, that, you know, it's more important to use the PCR than it is to get more virgin resin into the stream.
Right. No, we are, so we are strong advocates of using PCR, and not just for the obvious reasons, but, you know, our demand for PCR is what fuels the recycling industry. So we all want to see those recycling rates increase and accelerate. The only way to do that, or there's, you know, multiple aspects to this, but the demand has to be there. There has to be, at the end of the day, if there's not an end market for that material, you know, it doesn't make sense for the recyclers to do what they do. And so it's really important to have that strong end market demand along with consumer access and education up front. So yeah, you are absolutely correct. Oftentimes with PCR materials, especially for food grade applications, it can impact the cost. So what we do is, again, looking at the system holistically and say, all right, well, you know, maybe there are areas here where we can reduce material or we can take costs out by being more efficient. Also, it's important for the brand oftentimes to look at the whole picture and say, you know, is there an opportunity to capture more market share? Is there a competitive advantage to using recycled materials? So again, that would offset any potential cost increases that would come along the way. Oftentimes, though, with materials such as polypropylene, there's just a lack of supply. So we're still very much in a supply limited environment, especially with materials like polypropylene. When it comes to food grade applications, it's just, it's scarce, and we're excited to see some new technology come online that will hopefully address that. But you know, for right now, there's still, you know, multiple solutions that need to be in play.
Interesting. And you mentioned the consumer, so I guess, like, yeah, how about the consumer end of it? What can we do on our end to to improve our efforts? And I think from a generational standpoint, I think the younger generations are better at this. Way, I'm a like Gen X, whatever. So I'm a little on the older end of the generations, but I understand that, you know, coming up, I know my children are more, you know, prone to recycling than we are, or I am. So what can we do from a consumer standpoint to improve this?
I love this question. You know, there's nothing that frustrates me more than when I hear someone say, we just need people to recycle more. We just need consumers to recycle more. I wish it were that simple.
Exactly. I feel like I know where you're going with
that. Yeah. So I think there's many issues here. There's access. So according to the Recycling Partnership, a fantastic organization, they're doing incredible work both in terms of research and impact. But according to their numbers, I think the most recent stat I've seen is only about 60% of Americans have access to equitable recycling, which means it's equivalent to the waste or garbage, trash, whatever you want to call it, setup that they have. So if someone comes to your curb, picks up your recyclables, you set them out every week or every 2 weeks, and they take it away to the recycling center. Only 60%. That's just not enough. We have to do better. But going beyond that, you know, I think we need, as an industry, as a plastics industry, we need to build trust. We need to build trust in the system that if a consumer is going to take the time, make the effort to recycle, to place something in their blue bin and take it to the curb, that it's actually going to get turned into a product. And we need to do a better job of telling those success stories of, mm-hmm. hey, these are some products that we are making from that material, from that water bottle, from that thermoform that you put in your bin. This is what we made from it. So I think we need to build trust. And also from a packaging standpoint, we have to do our job and design packaging for the recycling infrastructure that's out there today. So we as a supplier, we follow the Association of Plastic Recyclers design guidelines to a T. Like, we've built that into our design and development process so that everything mm-hmm. we develop and design, we're using those features that are preferable to recyclers whenever possible. So I think up and down the value chain, there's all, you know, we all have a role to play. There's all different things we can do. But yeah, ultimately it does come down to the consumer, but we need to bring access to more consumers and we need to build trust in the system.
Yeah. And I think that's a perfect button to sort of put on our discussion for today. And I really appreciate you taking the time, Zach, to come on here with us and take us on this little sustainability journey, to sort of help our listeners out a bit. So thanks again for coming on.
Awesome. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Please rate, review, and subscribe. To do that, go to the iTunes podcast or Spotify app on your phone and search for Unpacked with PMMI.